Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There are just 2 days to go until the New England Patriots play for their sixth Super Bowl trophy, and every player, including tight end Rob Gronkowski, was a full participant in yesterday's practice. Gronkowski's out of the NFL concussion protocol and cleared to play on Sunday. Gronk says he was always sure he'd be in the game.
I really wasn't frustrated or anything by it, so just feels good to let everyone know, let my family and my friends know that I'm good to go too, and just how excited I am for the game.
With us for a preview now this morning is ESPN.com's Mike Reese. He joins us from a very, very chilly Eden Prairie, Minnesota, just outside the host city of Minneapolis. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. So the Patriots will have Gronk in the game, just as he had predicted, in the biggest game of the season. How much difference does that make?
It's a huge difference for the Patriots to have Rob Gronkowski now. Well, they're 20-6 in their history without him, which shows that they can win without him. When they have him on the field, it makes everything so much easier for their offensive coordinator, Josh McDaniels, to call plays, because Gronkowski is so effective as a pass catcher, but also as a run blocker. So it gives them a lot of different options, a lot of different flexibility.
Now, we always hear about distractions in the week before the Super Bowl. You know, most of this team, though, has been here before, just last year. So how much easier does that make it for the Patriots than the Eagles to deal with distractions and focus on prep for the game?
You know, it's a very good question and a good point, because for most of the players, I'd say they take a cue from Tom Brady. I mean, this is his eighth time in the game, and he's talked about that, about how he knows how to manage the week. And also from Bill Belichick, this is his 11th Super Bowl as a coach, his eighth as the head coach of the Patriots. And so he sort of sets the tone for the team, both in terms of how they can sort of avoid those distractions, but also how to sort of manage their practice so they can peak for the game on Sunday, with the extra time to prepare. Usually they don't have 2 weeks between games to prepare.
Let's look at the game itself now. A couple of weeks ago, you told us what a challenge the Eagles' defense could present. Is that the biggest obstacle for the Patriots on Sunday, you think?
I would say that's one of the biggest obstacles, specifically their ability to create pressure on opposing quarterbacks. And so that's the one thing that I'll be looking for right off the bat, to see how the Patriots can protect Tom Brady against that pass rush. When the Eagles have the ability to get pressure on the quarterback with just the standard four rushers, which allows them to drop seven players into coverage, that's an effective approach. And that's been the one approach over the years that has sort of had some success slowing down Tom Brady and that strong Patriots offense.
What's the biggest challenge for the Eagles?
I would say the biggest challenge for the Eagles is going to be Tom Brady. I mean, he's probably going to win the league's most valuable player award when it's announced on Saturday. And so how do you rattle him? How do you disrupt the rhythm of the Patriots passing game? Also knowing that this is a team that you might think you got them in the third quarter, the second quarter, but you gotta carry that through all the way to the fourth quarter. The Patriots are a team that you have to knock them out, because they're usually not going to beat themselves.
Yeah, we saw that last year in the Super Bowl. We saw that really just last 2 weeks ago in the AFC Championship game. No one could have predicted last year's Super Bowl, but I'm going to ask you to make a prediction. Do you have a prediction this year, Mike?
I do, and I'm going to pick the Patriots. They are favored in the game from an odds perspective, and I just do believe that, you know, the combination of having Rob Gronkowski back, Tom Brady at quarterback, and a defense that's going up against a quarterback in Nick Foles, who isn't the Eagles' first quarterback. He's filling in for Carson Wentz, the impressive young quarterback who tore his ACL and isn't there. I think that's sort of all those factors combined make me think the Patriots will find a way to pull this one out.
And one last question, Mike, before we go. We mentioned at the start you are in a very chilly Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Just how cold is it right now?
Well, I haven't popped out there yet, you know. But I would say when I woke up yesterday morning and I turned on the radio and they said, it is currently -3 degrees with a wind chill of -20, and it'll be a high of 6. It made me go for my winter hat right away.
It says it's -9 right now, is according to our producer. Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN.com. He provides regular analysis for WBUR. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jack.